begin Karan Davim Sefer Yumin Daf Chav Zayin. Begin on the days. Begin taste the masla. Begin words of the Gemara. Remember, is that to say that by this yoyim by pious b'chulin that only a service done during the day that requires a lottery, etc. Ad until where it says, I have reached from a sedation to the nighttime, and still we do a pious. This is tamely. It's a wonder to me. My kavar, what's the Gemara asking? Am I lemeshayim? Why doesn't the Gemara answer? Yeah, it's on at nighttime, but it's the beginning of the avodah that's done during the daytime. Conditioning lel, like the Gemara already gives this answer once before. So why doesn't the Gemara answer that over here? Says Tais Bishlamit. You can say yes. The hacha asla meimar. Here the Gemara wants to say to be in the tavayu that there's two variables that we need to have. We need to have avodas yoyim that it should be done during the daytime. And that's therefore it's not enough to say tchilas amitzvah. I mean, because we also need to have umisa bizarre that it has to be. And if a non kohen does it, then you have a chiyav amisa. As Tais explains, in l'chayr mashmalay the rabbi the parach l'miata. It sounds like from the wording of rabbi that he says el miata. If that's the case, halachim what it means to say is like this: el miata the mechayiv is bizarre. Now that you're adding on that, you say that has to be something that desires to mechayiv misa. Oh, to buy pious. Oh, there's some mechayiv misa. He should have to have a lottery for it. No, mashman nami. So it sounds like also let me out of the cars labor zim. Now that you're going about the zabel yoyim, alma the bein tavai lein pa'yus. So you see that you need both for the lottery. Ah, that's the question that the Gemara has. Ahari ebarm pedarm, but the limbs and the fats, because then he does a chayv alemi. Right, although it has one variable that if a zar doesn't chayv misa, mekamakum but zlayel he still it's something that's avoda that's done during the nighttime, and still you see do a lottery. Obviously you don't need both. The Gemara says no, it's considered safe avoda di mamahi. But then, how the parchment from Zedeshin? The Gemara asked from Zedeshin, which that's not avoided that, it, and this is how Tais explaining it. And therefore, you can't have the answer we said in previously. It's avoided that Azar is not chayiv misa for, and still you do the lottery in it. Obviously, you don't need both for the pious. And this is the Gemara is asking that Truman Zedeshin, Azar is not chayiv misa, so that's Tais explains. Is really karav. If Rabbi Yechon holds like Rav, that's what we're asking. The way Machayiv is avoided the Sivik, that he holds that for avoid of removal, which what Truman Zedeshin is, Rav holds. That Azar is not going to chayiv misa. So Alma, so we see, Avakam told Mechayiv Azar Lao, we see, although if he holds a grab that Azar is not going to chayiv misa, and still buy you price, still you need to have a lottery. Now we understand why today's question is not difficult. This is that the Gemara's saying, Mechayiv Azar is not like I had previously asked, are we going to have a dislaila? Which that, yeah, you could have said, Tchil Azar is the Imam, he know, it means regarding the fact that it's Azar is not chayiv misa, because a grab. And still we do the lottery. That's difficult on what like Rav is asking, only after. And the Chaim Pirush Rashi, so the Rashi explains, lememr, the avodas yoyim chayiv misa bezar bei pais. That it sounds like from Rabbah that you need to have both variables, that's avodas yoyim and chayiv misa. And those are the questions that we're asking from Ivar Mabadaram and Trumas Adash. But says Tais Vilayna here, Mashparashna, it does not seem to be correct what we're explaining over here in the Gemara. Meaning, the Bederchim, Tim Salem, and the Sabbath Karav, that the Gemara is saying, oh, it's difficult on Rabbi Yechanan on Trumas Adash if he holds a grav. Because the Bishami, yes, from the Bishami, it's broad, the Zarshatarm. If a non-Kohen does Trumas Adeshin, Rabbi Yechon Amar Chayiv. He says clearly that you are Chayiv Misa. And if that's the case, so then, so you're back to the point. You have to say, obviously, the question of Trumas Adeshin was not regarding Zarshat not Chayiv Misa, because he did you are Chayiv. Rather, it's regarding because Trumas Adeshin is a Laila. So then, so why don't you say, like we had previously answered, Chazavit Ziyamamahi? So Eli Yishlemer rather says, what you could say is that actually, you're right, it is regarding avoid this Laila. But the Parkla Lishna Kamdil Elug, we're asking according to the first interpretation the Gemara previously quoted, the Ka'ama avoid this Laila, that holds that Trumas Adeshin is considered avoid this Laila, meaning because there's different interpretations. Why was it that they initially did not go ahead and make a lottery for Trumas Adeshin? One interpretation says because it's a nighttime service and people are not going to be matched, but they're not going to want to do it, so we didn't make a lottery. So the Gemara could not have answered and says, oh, it's not avoid this Laila, it's chaz avoid this Yamami, because this opinion holds that it was Laila, and that's what we're saying, that's why. It was a question, and we did not answer like the other mandama, which was saying that, oh, it's not a nighttime avoda, and it's tchaz avoda di imami. We'll continue. Next time, the master begins with the words of the Gemara, ain zar chayv misa. If the zar is not chayv misa, then loy boy pais. Then it doesn't require a lottery. Tais says, Tais has to take a second look. He says, begin to say, what are you talking about? Hari dishin mizbech apnimi, the menorah, cleaning out the inner mizbech, the golden mizbech, and the menorah, where Zaz Nachayv Misa, and still we have a lottery, like the Mishnah said, Daf Chaf Hei Menalf. A message says, Yishlam, what you can say is, because Mishami, with the Gemara had answered, the Shechita, we had the same question regarding Shechita. And we said, oh, Tchil Savoydehi, oh, it's the beginning of the service, but that gives it the Chashiv is having a pious, even though Zaz Nachayv Misa. So, Chanami, name, Adishim is Vechav Nimi, Tchil Savoydehi, Akhtar, he could say the same type of answer for cleaning out the enemy's mouth. It's the beginning of the Avoydah of the sacrificing, of the burning. And medishim menorah, cleaning up menorah tchilas hadlaki. It's the beginning of the lighting. So since it has the rishis, it's the tchila. So even though it's zaz nachay misa, it's going to give it that chashivus, and it's going to have a lacha of a pais. But then it says, when we're going to say, rabbanu is ben Yaakov, the army that they say, hamali from lekevish, whoever brings the limbs to the ramp, ein malis mazveich, not like blizim Yaakov, the same ones who bring it to the ramp, bring it up to the top. Sim kain, if that's the case, ein zachay v'lei misa. That means whoever's mali from lekevish. Zara does it, Nachai Misa. Why? We said already a klal previously in the Gemara on Daf Chav Dala that any time that there's another Avoida after the Avoida doesn't have such a chashivus, and Zara is Nachai Misa. So then why do we have lotteries regarding, and that's all the lotteries, who this limb and that limb and that limb and this limb, that it's part of the lottery, but there's no Chiv Misa because Yeshachar Avoida, according at least to the Rabban Rebbe Ben Yaakov. Now, the Yeshua first for those who want to answer these questions by saying, the Hod Amar, this that we say in the Gemara, the Hechadin Zarchai Balea, that if the non kain is not Chai Misa, the Ema Fisa, then you're not going to do a lottery. Haino, that is Pais Befne Atzmoy. That is an independent lottery. Avalhani, but these, Ikra Pais, the primary lottery, Haino Mishvela Shchita, it's really actually for the slaughtering, the Yud Bez Achava Kahanim and Shachimoy, and the other 12 Kahanim that are drawn with the Shchita. So, therefore, that's not a difficulty on Rava because it does not have its own independent pious. Which I said later here, it doesn't seem correct this approach because if you're going to say that Rava's question was, El Me'ata was that it should have, by Shnei Gizaren, its own lottery by itself. So why is the Gemara saying, oh, Rava didn't realize what it says in the Braisa, whoever gets the Trumas Sedesh and gets the Sidim Racha, the Sidim Shnei Gizaren eats him? What are you saying? That's still not its own lottery. It's still not saying, oh, he has the answer there, how come he didn't know it in the Braisa? That doesn't answer. He was saying it should have its own lottery. Obviously, Rava's intention with El Me'ata was no, not about its own lottery. It just should have a lottery. Oh, if that's the case, so we're back to the question. According to Rabban Rav Lizman Yaakov, it shouldn't have any lottery at all because there's no Chiyuv Misa. So rather, Yishol Mitzvah says what you could say is that Kivin Ein Achrein Avoida, since there's no Avoida after them, Ela Me'in Gemah Halochas Yivarm, only regarding the finishing off of the transporting of the Yivarm. So therefore, it is considered chashav avoda, and legri b'kachlin pais dibba, that does not make it any worse. There's no other avoda; it's just a continuation of its own transportation. So that doesn't take away like as if it's yeshakar avoda, and therefore it doesn't make it any worse regarding the lottery. And therefore, you have to have a lottery for the halachas of even according to Rabban Rav Elazar ben Yaakov. We continue next time the maskul that brings with the words of Gemara Ikat Amin that those that say a different version maskul Rabbi Zeir b'chulu the whole Gemara all over again. With a variation of what the question of Zay was. Tais says, New Lefarish, to me it appears, and really Tais is coming to disagree with Rashi and his Girsa. This is to say, nearly the Lelkoi, Rashi also agrees it's going on, obviously, on what the Rebbe Yochanan's state was. Tais just goes through the whole Sugan and explains it, and in that discussion, he's going to explain differences, variations of how he disagrees with Rashi interpretation. But says Tais, it seems to me we're going the Lelkoi. Which is, we had started up the Sogi, the Rebbe Yochanan Mirchan, and says, Zah should say this Maracha, Chai B'chulav, the non-coin organized the Maracha, the Mizvech, Chai Misa, etc. And the Akshem Zayv says, the Chiyash Lacha, Avoid, Shek Shem, Alay, Lepsul, the Zah, is it really such a thing? Avoid is Kasha, nighttime, it's going to be invalid with a Zah? And the Gemara responded, you're right, it can't be that it's too much. The Maracha is too much, the organizing of the Shnei Gizar. Now, the Hash, the Gemara says, and now the Gemara is saying, Igadami, there's a different version. The Hachi Akshem Zayv had a different question. Not regarding Avoid of Alayla. There's such a thing that you have an avodah has afterward another avodah kiha like this by the maracha sheshachre sidush negizirim that after you make the maracha you still have to put on the two logs of wood the pshul bazars can be valid with a zar. That was Reb Zeir's question. Now matm hagma at the kofer saw the Reb Zeir. The Gemara has a problem with Reb Zeir's question. Beloi, what? And you don't find if it has a chre avodah that still zar will be chayim on it. Variyavarim b'chulu, but you have the limbs attached. Pirush Tais explains. Atu kolke agamna. Do you think such cases like Evarm, or avodas like Evarm, like the Sidim Aracha, which is the Gemara start is the starting point, Rebbe Yechon's halacha, that has after the avod like Sidish Negizarim, you think love avoda tami? That's not considered a conclusive avoda. That's what Rebbe Zeir is asking from. Hare Evarm and Bedarm. What do you have the limbs and the fats? Meaning the av agam yeshachreim shurim as a dash. And even though after the limbs are burnt on the mizbeach, you have to then take the ashes of those limbs and remove it with a shovel. She's a kukali klevam, which you have to consume the limbs and the fats to make them into ashes. Because it's always the pasuk miyikra. Says he oil on like the it is the oil on the fire. These are the limbs and the fats. Uksibah say, what does it say after that? after it gets burned. Behemoth Hadesh, and I should take Leish's Isla. Then you're going to take off a Truma of the ashes, which was consumed of the fires on the Isla. Sami, you see, I would have the Truma Hadesh and Zikukalo, though you have to still do Truma Hadesh on the burning of the Ram Bepidarim. And the Gemara by the Sikhle Varmi, it's the conclusion of the consumption of the limbs on Mizbeach. Afalachi Hashim Avoid the Tama, Bazar Chaibala, still you see that's considered Avoid the Tama, and the Zar Chaib Misa on it. Stace explains. So yeah, what is the understanding? Why is Hakatars of Armadom considered Avoid the Tama if you tell me you have after a Trimus Adeshin? Stace explains. Kivan Avarma Vidarm is Mana Maskam Bayam, since the limbs and the fats, their time of when you start that avoida is when it's still daytime. If you want, you could do it the previous day. If you want, you could do it the following night. Now, but Trumas Hadesh is mana ain't Elab Alayla. But the taking of the ashes could only be at night. To become a lelik, the Gemara previously said, Nabchav, call Alayla here. It depends when, but all night is the maximum when you could do Trumas Hadesh. Oh, so since they don't have the same exact timings, where the Haktaras Avarm is by day and by night. The Trumas Hadesh is only at nighttime, so they explain that that's considered as two separate avoidas. So that's why, on some level, the Avarim Trumas is considered avoid the Tama, and as far as Michaik Visa. Of course, it's considered two different avoidas. So Kosh can see the Maracha, for sure, and that's what the Gemara is saying. By see the Maracha, Kim this man, Rag Balaila, since that could only be done at night, and it's like Zimbazi Abbay Tamsbech, Kala Laila, the Moikid, is that when you organize the fires on the Zayt all night long, and the Gemara actually, in the third paragraph, actually, that's where it learns that see Maracha, that you organize the Maracha from. So you see, it's at nighttime. Now, whereas Vesidish Negziri ate him, but in contrast, the subsequent Avoida putting on the two logs of wood, Lahavi Elbamam, it's only during the daytime, because like says in the Pasuk, Ubi Allah Kain ate him Babaker. The Kain puts on these logs in the morning. And that's where the Gemara learns out the halacha of organizing two logs. The Das, so Tais explains, the Davka Avoidus Yim Sheshachra Avoidus Yoim, when you have an Avoida during the daytime, which has another Avoida after it during the daytime, that's like Hashem Tam. That's not considered a conclusive Avoida. Kagain Kabbalah Malacha, like receiving the blood, the transporting the blood, Sheshachra Zika, which you still have to do the throwing the blood after that. They're both considered Avoidus Yoim. But if one's a daytime, one's a nighttime, like in the case of Maroch and the Shnei Zarim, name a shop at Avodah Tama. Of course, we're going to say it's considered Avodah Tama. So, what's the question of Reb Zeirum? Mashiach the Gemara answers, no. Save Avodah the Imamah. No, that's, you can't bring a raya. There, it's the end of the Avodah Sayyim. In other words, as Tais explains, Loilam Sid Maroch Alav Avodah Tama. No, it's not true. Reb Zeirum has a good question. Doing the Maracha is not considered the end of the Voida. Why? You're not done with this. You still have to put in two logs of wood. In other words, although, as we just explained, which was the Gemara's question on the Mzeri's question, what do you mean? This is a nighttime that's during the daytime. And moreover, with the Kashmir Rabbi Jama, will bring a riot from the limbs and the fats that you see that. That's considered by the time, even though you have to have the Trumas addition after that. And we had said, no, because the Rabbi Jama is by daytime and Trumas is only nighttime. And that says the Gemara, no, Shani Haslam, the Trumas Hadesh Leishayfilah, no, there it's different than Avraham Bedarim. You can't make a raya to explain the Zayr's question from there, because Trumas Hadesh has nothing to do with Avraham Bedarim. Then the Gemara, we dust it, fail, it's not true, not like you assumed in your question. Trumas Hadesh is not the conclusion and secondary to the Haktara. Dalgrab, to the contrary. Halas Avraham Atma, the bring up the limbs onto the Mizbeach to do the Haktara, is to fail the Gemara, we'd say, it's actually the conclusion of the Avodah of the Shemitah Kabbalah, all the Avodah you did with the carbon of the previous day. It's finishing off the Avodah of carbon that was during the daytime. So that's why the Avraham Dermak said Avodah Tama. Grand the Sidim Aracha, come on, that's not the end. You have to put on the Shnei Gizari Yetzim. So that's just not Avodah Tama. And that's why Zaz Nachai Misa. So therefore, you do have this question of Reb Zeira, not like the Gemara was asking Reb Zeira's question. But then the Gemara continues to ask on Reb Zeira's question. What do you mean by Reb Trumas Hadeshin? Sheesh Achri Avodah, Hitzos Hadeshin. After Trumas Hadeshin, it's not done. You still have to, you just took over Shavuot. You have all this ashes, all the kabbalas. You have to take out all of the ashes. Chutz l'machna. Darshiva avoid Reb Yechon Agufa, leave the town to come to Reb Lazar. Reb Yechon himself, who he's the Bala Mamre that Reb Zeira is asking on, he himself considers this as of the Hitzos Hadeshin. He considers this as this avoida of the Deshin as an avoida, according to Tanakhama Lezer, the possible of Malamum, that says about Malamum is actually not valid to do this. And the Filahachi, Zarachai Bilal, a Levi, and still according to Levi, when you're removing the Deshin, a non kind is going to be Chai, because he holds the Chai on even avoida Silik. Now, and says to Israel, Rav, even Rav, Leipate El Mishim Davoida Silik, he only says the reason why you're exempt is because in avoida of removal. Of avoida of Tanakhama Lezer is still considered the conclusion of avoida. Why? How can you say Trumas Hadeshin that you're going to say that It's invalid with it. You're saying the zara is going to be chayiv a misa. I has after it. Avoid David saw sadeshin. Rather, what do you have to say? Keep the truman sadeshin after balayla. Since truman sadeshin is only at nighttime. This is the gemara's shpar. This is what the gemara is asking on under zera. You see, oh, since truman sadeshin is specifically only at nighttime. But saw and taking out all the ashi boy. If you want to be mama, you buy balayla. If you want, you can do it during daytime or nighttime. Ah, that's why Kishamba by the Tama, that's a translation considered by the Tama, and that's why the Zaz Michael Misa. Koshkin, Sid Maracha, the Belel Yadavka, so says the Gemara, of course. So Sid Maracha, which has to be at nighttime, that by the Tama, he says, Kirabai the Tama. Obviously, you have the Yashakra Sid be examined, although you have to after it the two logs of wood, but even the Hadavka Balayla, but the Maracha has to be at nighttime, and the Hadavka Bilama, and they said the Shnei Gizem has to be specific during the daytime. So then we understand Rabbi Yechanan that why Zar the Masadim Rach is going to be So then, so what was Rabbi Zay's question? The Gemara answers, no, Tchilz Avod Dimamahi. It's the beginning of Avod Zayim Kalem. In other words, what it means to say is, it's all Leshaychalam. No, it's not true. Like we said before, not like you're assuming. Taking out the ashes has nothing to do with the Trumas Adashin. But like Gemara does, it's not the conclusion, it's not a step after the Trumas Adashin. Because the Trumas Adashin, he Tchilz Avod Zayim. What does that mean? What is it saying that Trumas Adashin in the beginning of Avodah Yoyim? It means to say, if you want to, if you want to, meaning it's the beginning of Avodah Yoyim, you get started now with the regular Avodah Yoyim. Of course, Shecht and Karmat Tamid, etc., whatever you do during the daytime. Meaning, that Tzos Deshin in Avodah B'chol Yoyim, because taking out the ashes is not Avodah that you do every single day. Whenever they need it to, they have to get rid of what was the leftover refuse. It says in the second paragraph, second Talmud, Ubrid Golem. And Yom Tam, they wouldn't take out the ashes. They should know it was beautiful to see how many carbonists the Jewish people are bringing. So therefore, that was what the Gemara was explaining, was Reb Zeir's question on Reb Yech. But then, this Maskula Rava. So then Rava asked, if that's the case, with the play of Pais, it should require a lottery. So Taz explains, he clarifies, says, calls him Ikad Amri Delel. This is all going on the Ikad Amri, meaning Ikad Amri, now those who say Lishna Achrin, but that comes to Rava, that is a different version of Rava's question, which explained the Elmata differently regarding that, the like we had mentioned before, to have its, regarding the lottery, on its own lottery. Now, v'hadu lishna kamalei parach kihacha, that the first version is not asking like, it's asking here in the second version of Yafisha Lomba Fnei Asma, that it should have its own lottery. Why is, why, what's the difference? Why are the versions vary on that wording? The first version was just saying any lottery. Here it's saying its own lottery. Because here it sounds like in the Lishna Basra, the Kamar, that what was the question? We're saying that, and we're saying, oh, yes, we're saying, no, it's Avoid the Tama. That there's no other Avoid after it at all. Oh, that therefore the assumption was the Davka Avoid Adaymalah, that specifically Avoid that's similar to that Shayna Kra Avoid, Shum Pam, but it has no other Avoid after it at all during that daytime. Oh, but that's the question. Kivin the Chashuva Kolkach. If it's so significant, it's such a Avoid Tama, so your face living in the Atma should have its own lottery at this Tishne Gizarim. I'm the Kaparach, and that's what the question is. Remember the Avoid Tama, is that to say, that an avoid the tama should be oil min avoid the achrei avoid pais, that if there's no avoid after it, then it has to have its own lottery. Halav hachi lo, but if not, then not. Varivam v'dorim. I mean, we're asking on Rav's assumption when he was saying on the atik. He must ask him, what do you mean? What do you do with limbs in the fast? The zimin kishnas malaylo. At times, when it is done at nighttime, because it could be done at nighttime, yesh achrei shuvat adeshin. You have after it the removal of the ashes. So then the varivam v'dorim is not avoid the tama. Because it has something after that. So then, if that's the case, with tin tabachov chasam and olive, b'loyle b'yay pais. So then, it shouldn't require a lottery, based on the way Rav is qualifying it and categorizing. That's only when it's avodah tama. Mashan, the Gemara answer is no, save avodah diyamaninu. No, the hektar evarm is the end of the avodah sayyid. Meaning, and that's afilik shnas malayli, even when it's done at nighttime. Vashaycha lohu trumas adeshin. Trumas adeshin has nothing to do with kibras leila, and this is what we explained before. Because bringing the limbs onto the mizbech is the conclusion of avodah zayin. Even if you do it at nighttime, it's still going to be avodah tama of the daytime avodah. And although trumas adeshin is after that and it's also at nighttime, it's not related at all. Now, but then the Gemara had asked a different question. For trumas adeshin, removal of the ashes. That although you write sometimes you don't do it after that and become malkum, but still keep it because when they needed to, they would remove all the ashes after the Truman Sadeshin, like it actually says there the Pasim Biko, who fashes his begadim, he removes his begadim after he does Truman Sadeshin, but loves begadim, he puts on other garments, and he takes out all the ashes, etc. Sim Kane, Lava Voida Tamahitha, Truman Sadeshin is not a conclusive Avoida. Because the limit of the time, the it's only about the time if it totally bulletproof, has nothing after it ever at all. Apparently, Grant says you're right. For that reason itself, it should not require pious. But because the story that happened, as Gemara previously brought, that because of danger, so then they made a separate ladder. But you're right, really, it would not have its own ladder because it has to be a number of the time. So it's because that's how it appears to me to explain the text of the Svarim of our Gemaras. Rashi does not have this text, and the reason is because Rashi is going based, as he says, on the previous Gemara, on the Chabdal, that the Gemara says that they are considered Avodah Tamah. But it says, Lefimash Parashi, according to what I explained, that even though the Avodah Tamah, but the Gemara is asking, it should not require a lottery because it's not a bulletproof Avodah Tamah, which has nothing after it at all. So Lechimach Shekharashi, then you wouldn't have Rashi's difficulty with the Girsa of our Gemara.